This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The man accused of throwing Molotov cocktails at peaceful marchers in Boulder could stand trial for hate crimes as early as September. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
The marchers gathered in May as part of a regular walk to raise awareness for Israeli hostages held by Hamas. And prosecutors say that Mohammed Soleiman yelled "Free Palestine" when he threw Molotov cocktails into the crowd. And he told investigators later that he wanted to kill all Zionist people. So Soleiman is facing both federal hate crime and state-level assault and murder charges. One of the victims recently died. On Thursday, a federal judge said that the hate crime trial would be delayed if new charges related to the death are filed by the government. For now, Soleiman's federal trial is scheduled to start after Labor Day and last about a month. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A conservative action group wants to permanently eliminate income tax on tips and overtime for Colorado workers. CPR's Megan Verlee says the proposal could go to voters next year.
Congress and President Trump have created a temporary tax deduction for tips and overtime for the next 3 years. The group Advance Colorado wants to create the same exemptions in the state's tax code and make them permanent. The group is in the very early stages of putting the question on next year's statewide ballot. Colorado lawmakers this spring ensured that the state's income tax will still include overtime pay, but they have not acted on tips. I'm Megan Verlee.